This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump again spoke out against Russia's interference in the 2016 U.S. election. He appeared in a CBS interview.
I'm very strong on the fact that we can't have meddling, we can't have any of that. Now, look, President Obama supposedly made a strong statement. Nobody heard it. But I let him know we can't have this. We're not going to have it. And that's the way it's going to be.
Mr. Trump referring to his meeting in Helsinki with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. He said he also accepted the view of his director of national intelligence. Moscow continues to be a threat to the American electoral process. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, the president, and the entire administration are united on the matter.
The secretary also has full confidence in U.S. intelligence agencies. That is the very same thing that the president said. They both stand by their confidence in U.S. intelligence agencies. Our policy and our overall positions have not changed, and we will continue to hold Russia responsible for its malign activities.
Mr. Trump, who has been criticized for not publicly condemning Moscow's interference, defended his get-tough approach on Wednesday.
And I think President Putin knows that better than anybody, certainly a lot better than the media. He understands it, and he's not happy about it, and he shouldn't be happy about it, because there's never been a president as tough on Russia as I have been.
Mr. Trump said he told Mr. Putin such interference would not be tolerated. The Russian leader said the Russian state was not involved. The late South African President Nelson Mandela's centenary was observed Wednesday worldwide. In South Africa, 86-year-old Archbishop Desmond Tutu praised the anti-apartheid leader's fairness, love, and respect for others. Former U.S. President Barack Obama took part in a youth leadership project, telling young Africans Mandela was an inspiration to him. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo Wednesday insisted that progress is being made toward North Korea's denuclearization since his recent trip to Pyongyang.
We made progress on some issues. There's a lot of work to do. It may take some time to get where we need to go, but all of this will be taking place against the backdrop of continued enforcement of the existing sanctions.
Pompeo said the North has reaffirmed its commitment to denuclearize and forecasted some remains of Americans killed in the Korean War will be repatriated in coming weeks. 12 boys and their football coach described their rescue from a flooded cave in Thailand as a miracle. One of the boys, speaking through an interpreter, described the moment a British diver found them.
So they said hello and we said hello back, right?
Yes.
And then what happened?
So this was a miracle moment.
And he said, how many of you, right? And you heard these words.
And he said, yes. So he said, okay, 13.
And that man said to you, brilliant, right? He answered brilliant, which means amazing, brilliant. He was so happy to discover all 13 of you.
In their first meeting with reporters since being released from a hospital, they said they survived for more than 2 weeks by drinking dripping water. Even as Turkey prepares to end its state of emergency imposed following a failed 2016 coup, an American clergyman who's lived in Turkey for 20 years remains in prison charged with terrorism and espionage linked to the coup. Andrew Brunson insists he's innocent. His next hearing is scheduled October 12. He's been incarcerated for 2 years. Cece Hyle is executive senior counsel of the American Center of Law and Justice handling his case.
We have seen what we've expected all along, that this is a sham trial. There is no evidence. We have secret witnesses that have been discredited. Not one of the witnesses has been able to provide one shred of evidence.
President Donald Trump in a late Wednesday tweet urged his Turkish counterpart to free Brunson. Nigerian authorities said 8 suspected Boko Haram insurgents have confessed to involvement in the 2014 mass kidnapping of schoolgirls from Chibok in northeast Borno State in a case drawing international attention. Damian Chukwu is the state's police commissioner.
Responsible for the kidnap of Chibok girls. Several suicide attacks and bombings and ambush killings of innocent Nigerians, including security personnel in Borno, Yobe, Adamawa, and other states in the northeast of Nigeria.
They're part of a larger catch of 22 suspected Boko Haram members. At least 19 people died Wednesday when a boat carrying dozens of migrants sank off the northern coast of Cyprus. More than 100 were rescued. The Organization for American States has condemned rights abuses by Nicaraguan security forces in a crackdown that's left nearly 300 dead against the rule of President Daniel Ortega. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.